On Sunday, November 4th, the whole country, except for Arizona and Hawaii, will fall back 1 hour to get back the 60-minute daylight saving time stole from us back in March. And 2 days later, Californians will have a chance to decide if they want to join Arizona and Hawaii and live in permanent daylight saving time, meaning no more clock changing. That's right. In California, daylight saving is on the ballot, Proposition 7. And lots of you say, right on.
Hi, this is John from Buffalo. I have been railing against the time change for years. I have a sleep disorder. It really throws my body clock off for weeks every time we do it.
This is Peter from New York. I absolutely would support an end to the changing of the clocks, anything to avoid disrupting my young children's already fragile sleep routine.
Hey, this is Dan from Portland, Oregon. Yeah, I'm down for the time change thing. It seems silly to change our clocks twice a year when we adapt to much larger changes in light and day than an hour can possibly account for.
Danielle Venton is an editor and reporter for KQED Science in San Francisco, and she's been reporting on the measure as well as the origins of the practice and the case against it today. Danielle, thanks for being with us on The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me.
So where did this ballot measure come from? Who wanted to eliminate daylight saving time in California?
This is from a state assembly member. This is sponsored by a state assembly member in San Jose, and he heard about the issue from his constituents. It was his dentist, actually, who showed him medical studies that link that loss of an hour of sleep in the spring to increased stroke, traffic accidents, and heart attack.
Wow. So there's actual consequences to clock changes.
There's pretty good data that loss of sleep throws off people's circadian rhythms, disorients them, and puts them at higher risk of all of those things.
So it's not just that we're grumpier. There's actual real change. Interesting. What's the case for Prop 7? Like, what is the case in addition to any of the health concerns, are there other reasons why Prop 7 wants to be, why folks are pushing Prop 7?
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty unpopular practice to switch clocks. So there's some popular support for keeping the clocks steady year-round. Also, when we are using daylight saving time, we have that more light in the evening. And there is some economic benefit because and some public health benefit because people are out exercising, they're out eating at restaurants, they're playing sports, they're walking their dog.
Now, why do we have daylight saving time in the first place? Can you remind us?
Yeah, the idea dates back centuries. It was Benjamin Franklin who wrote the first proposal. He was probably joking, but at the time, this was in the late 1700s, he was living in France. He was the American ambassador to Paris, and it was his habit to sleep, to work late into the evening, writing by candlelight until 3 or 4 in the morning, and then he would sleep until about noon. And one morning he got woken up by this loud sound at 6 a.m. and realized, oh, the sun's up. I could be using the sunlight to write by. I don't need to spend all of this money on candles. But it wasn't until World War I that it was really adopted by countries. It was Germany that was the first country to institute it. And then all of the countries that were involved in the war effort adopted daylight saving time to save energy. And it did used to save some energy. It doesn't save much now, it seems. It was then made optional between the wars. It was brought back again in the United States for World War II. And in California, voters voted to institute the daylight saving time schedule that we have now in 1949.
Now, some of our listeners may remember the last time the United States didn't switch to standard time, which was back in 1974 during the oil crisis. Can you tell us what happened then?
Yeah. President Nixon ordered year-round daylight saving time for 2 years to save energy during the OPEC oil embargo. But it was incredibly unpopular because it meant very cold, very dark mornings, especially in the northern latitudes. And it was so unpopular that Congress ended the experiment a year early.
Now, I'm wondering about, you mentioned northern latitudes. Now, is daylight saving time something that really helps those of us in the north and maybe hurts those of us in the south or who are closer to the equator?
Well, I wouldn't say that it hurts people who are closer to the equator, but the shift of light versus dark is, of course, much more drastic in the northern latitudes. You know, on the equator, we have 12 hours of darkness and 12 hours of light. So here, for instance, in California, if this proposition passed and California did indeed go to year-round saving time, the sun wouldn't rise in the shortest days of the year in LA until about 8. But in the northern parts of the state, it wouldn't rise until about 8:45.
Wow, that's pretty intense. You know, we did ask our listeners for what they thought about this idea, and there were lots of folks who supported it, as we mentioned earlier. You know, there's a lot of support in California for this right now. But I do want to play you a comment from one California voter.
Hello, I'm Alexis from Los Angeles. As a Californian, it is a pointless measure that would use resources that could be used for other issues, like healthcare, homelessness, education, pathway for immigration, prison reform, the list is endless. Even if the measure passes, it still needs to be approved by Congress, and who knows how long that would take. I vote no.
Danielle, we've just got a coming up on the end of the segment here, but is that an accurate representation? Would it take resources away from needed services to make this change?
You know, the fiscal impact is really unclear. It would require some extra money to coordinate airline flights and, you know, with other states, but it also could save money with decreased accidents and increased productivity.
Danielle Venton is an editor and reporter for KQED Science. Danielle, thanks so much.
Thank you.